ninth Mishnah, Mishahoyu by Nesek a Gris, and it kol roishoy. If he had a bald spot the size of a gris, and then his all his hair and his head fell off, then he's tahor, similar to what we have by the body. And then if he comes completely covered saras, he's tahor. Haroish v'azokin ein ma'akim zeh dibur. Rabbi Yehuda says that we look at the head as one unit and the beard area as another unit. So if the entire hair above the beard fall out, that's enough to be metahir. Rabbi Shimon oimer ma'akim zeh zeh. No, he's not tahor until all his hair and his head and his beard fall out. All Rabbi Shimon v'dinu, I'll make a kavod chaimer. Mama upon him ve'obosa sheyish dover acher mafzik b'neihem. The skin of the face and the skin of the rest of the body have the beard and hair separating between the two of them, and even so, Malcolm, that's it. The skin on the face is Malcolm, the skin of the body. The hair of the beard and the hair on the top of his head is all one unit of hair. Surely we should say that it's not considered that the tzaras spread to its entirety till it spreads to the entire area, both the head and the beard. But even so, it's still considered two areas, and therefore, if he has a half of a share of a tzaras in the head area and half on the beard area, it's not mitzarif. If it stretches out from one area to the next, it's not considered an extension. That's the time of the tzaras. Eizu zoken min haperek alechi arpika shel gageres. The zoken is from a certain area of. Like Rab says, it's you draw a line from the hair on his forehead area to the top of his ear, and anything below that is considered shaykh to the beard, yeah, till the neck, top of the neck.